Later that day, there were 8 or 10 of us grouped together at the canteen door, waiting till the black boy was finished shoplifting hair oil, and some of the guys brought it up again. They said they didn't agree with what the big nurse had been saying, but hell, the old girl had some good points. And yet, damn it, Mac's still a good guy. Really. Harding finally brought the conversation into the open. "My friends, thou protest too much to believe the protesting. You are all believing, deep inside your stingy little hearts, that our Miss Angel of Mercy Ratched is absolutely correct in every assumption she made today about McMurphy. You know she was, and so do I. But why deny it? Let's be honest and give this man his due instead of secretly criticizing his capitalistic talent. What's wrong with him making a little profit? We've all certainly got our money's worth every time he fleeced us, haven't we? He's a shrewd character with an eye out for a quick dollar. He doesn't make any pretense about his motives, does he? Why should we? He has a healthy and honest attitude about his chicanery, and I'm all for him, just as I'm for the dear old capitalistic system of free individual enterprise, comrades. For him and his downright bull-headed gall and the American flag, bless it, and the Lincoln Memorial and the whole bit. Remember the Maine, P.T. Barnum and the 4th of July. I feel compelled to defend my friend's honor as a good old red, white, and blue 100% American con man. Good guy, my foot. McMurphy would be embarrassed to absolute tears if he were aware of some of the Simon Pure motives people had been claiming were behind some of his dealings. He would take it as a direct effrontery to his craft. He dipped into his pocket for his cigarettes. When he couldn't find any, he borrowed one from Fredrickson, lit it with a stagey sweep of his match, and went on. I'll admit I was confused by his actions at first. That window breaking. Lord, I thought, here's a man that seems to actually want to stay in this hospital, stick with his buddies and all that sort of thing. Until I realized that McMurphy was doing it because he didn't want to lose a good thing. He's making the most of his time in here. Don't ever be misled by his backwoodsy ways. He's a very sharp operator, level-headed as they come. You watch, everything he's done was done with reason. Billy wasn't about to give in so easy. Yeah? What about him teaching me to dance? He was clenching his fists at his side, and on the backs of his hands I saw that the cigarette burns had all but healed, and in their place were tattoos he'd drawn by licking an indelible pencil. What about that, Harding? Where is he making money out of teaching me to dance? Don't get upset, William, Harding said, but don't get impatient either. Let's just sit easy and wait and see how he works it.